Charlotte hosts the CIAA basketball tournament for historically black colleges and universities this week for the 11th year. Last year, controversy arose when the Ritz-Carlton added a 15% quote CIAA service charge for food and drinks in its lobby. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports on how what's been dubbed the black tax is affecting this year's tournament.
Matthew Coates is president of Elizabeth City State University's Booster Club. He is not letting what he calls the black tax keep him from coming to the tournament this year, but he knows of others who are having second thoughts. For him, he says the Ritz incident still stings.
I just wouldn't want to go there just based on what happened last year with them. You know, they just need to be sent the message, you know, that the African-American dollar means much more to us than them if they want to continue to do the things, the practices that they're doing.
Ritz-Carlton sales and marketing director Seamus Gallagher says CIAA fans won't have to worry about being billed extra charges this year.
We won't be doing the service charge. We won't have a minimum or anything for tables. There's no charge for entrance. You know, once the lobby's full, we'll just have a queue out front where we'll keep everybody warm and hopefully get everybody in.
The Ritz service charge became known as the Ritz's black tax after a local couple noticed it and posted their receipt online. It went viral. Hotel officials said the charge was necessary because the size of the CIAA crowds puts a big demand on servers. Ritz officials have since apologized, and CIAA Commissioner Jackie McWilliams says she is confident that the Ritz service charge was an isolated incident. She says she is working closely with the hotel to make sure tournament fans feel welcome.
The Ritz has been very open. We've been very open and transparent about how we want to move forward and have really come up with ways that we can continue to work together. And we all make mistakes, and our job is to figure out how can we get over the hump to make it better for everyone.
McWilliams says when fans check into the block of 28 hotels they negotiated rates with this year, CIAA welcome signage will be prominently displayed in the lobbies, and CIAA information desk will be set up for the first time. Tom Murray, CEO of the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, expects all will go well this year.
We don't control the hotels, and we cannot dictate to them their behavior. We work together as a community, and I think we are all like-minded. With the CIAA, we will continue to try to eliminate the bad occurrences.
Murray says the CIAA is the convention center's largest annual event. He says last year it generated about $56 million. The CIAA tournament is set to be held in Charlotte through 2020. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.